This audio is brought to you by Business Radio, powered by Wharton, originally airing on SiriusXM.
This is Randy Zuckerberg Means Business
on Business Radio.
All right, I'm thrilled to welcome my next guest, Devin Finzer, co-founder and CEO at OpenSea, the world's first and largest NFT marketplace. Devin, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
First of all, what have the past 18 months looked like for you? We've been in this crazy world, but you've been at the forefront of an industry that is absolutely exploding.
Yeah, it's been a really, really exciting last 18 months for sure. And it really rewinds to 4 years ago when NFTs started to be sort of something that people were playing around with, experimenting with. There was the launch of CryptoKitties, which was one of the first NFT projects, and CryptoPunks. So it's been a buildup of momentum over quite a long period of time now. But I think, yeah, really over the last 12 to 18 months has been when things have gone a lot more mainstream, and people are starting to really, you know, take this technology seriously. And it's just a very, very unique time to be around in a space that is really starting to explode.
So how did you become so interested in NFTs in the first place, and what inspired you to build OpenSea?
Yeah, so I think it started with crypto. So crypto, we really saw, my co-founder and I saw it as this really interesting trend where a lot of the patterns of the existing consumer internet were really flipped around. With crypto, users have complete control over their items, over their assets, over their cryptocurrency. They can interact directly with other peers on a decentralized network. And so there were all these kind of murmurings of crypto really being this next paradigm shift in technology. And NFTs were interesting because most of the use cases for crypto at that time were purely financial in nature. And NFTs, starting with CryptoKitties, were the first kind of mainstream audience-ready portion of this new technology. So we thought that was really fun and exciting. We weren't sure exactly what was going to happen, how long it would take. All of the kind of intricate details weren't so clear, but we knew we wanted to work on something related to the space, so we kind of dove in head first and built OpenSea.
Congratulations on that. So maybe you can take us through how exactly it works. Someone logs onto OpenSea for the first time. Maybe they don't own any NFTs. They're new to it. What do you recommend? What's a good place to get started with kind of dipping a toe into this crazy new world?
Sure. Yeah. So if you don't have any NFTs today, you can go on OpenSea and kind of look around first, right? You can kind of window shop and you can see, like, you know, what are the things that are on sale? What's popular? You can look at our ranking page and see what are the trending projects and what are the promoted projects, what artists are doing launches. So you can kind of dip your toe without actually setting anything up, right? OpenSea is completely free to use. You don't need an account to be able to kind of browse around. But then once you want to get a little bit deeper and say you want to actually buy an NFT, that's when you need to set up your own wallet, right? And so a popular wallet that people use these days is called MetaMask, and you install it in your browser, and then you're sort of you're introduced into this magical new world of what some people call Web3. And Web3 is really this world where you have your wallet, you have your address attached to your wallet, and you can buy and sell things, but you hold them inside of your wallet. So you can hold cryptocurrencies inside of that wallet, you can hold NFTs inside of the wallet, and then you can go and make a purchase of a new NFT with the crypto that's in your wallet. Usually people these days are using Ethereum. So that's kind of a good starting point is, you know, browse around, see what's interesting, see what you like, and then, you know, get a wallet, get cryptocurrency, and, you know, start making your first purchase if you so desire.
It's great. Are there any trends that you're seeing with NFTs that are especially interesting to you or surprising of what people have been excited to buy?
Yeah, well, I think this whole sort of profile picture trend is really interesting. So it really started with CryptoPunks back in 2017. And for those of you who aren't familiar with CryptoPunks, it was really the first NFT project on Ethereum. And the whole idea was just, you know, owning this very unique digital piece of art. And there were only 10,000 of them. And they were given away for free at first. But they sort of became this really interesting, I would say really the first instance of a true digital antique, where owning a CryptoPunk has this very interesting cultural significance associated with it. And a lot of people made CryptoPunks their Twitter profile pictures. So there sort of became this movement around them. And then from there, other new projects sort of embraced that. And, there's this new project called Bored Ape Yacht Club, which sounds very silly, but is now sort of gaining a lot of steam. And there's this whole community around people who are, part of that tribe. So it's really interesting to see these art projects develop communities around them. It's also interesting to see these communities kind of, use the traditional channels of Web 2 or, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera, to really spread virally. And I think that's an interesting trend that I would follow, is sort of how these new communities are emerging around the ownership of NFTs.
Very cool. For anyone just joining us, I'm speaking with Devin Finzer, co-founder and CEO at OpenSea. That's spelled Open S-E-A, sea, like the ocean. I'm Randy Zuckerberg, host of Randy Zuckerberg Means Business here on Sirius XM 132 Business Radio. Devin, I saw that huge companies are starting to get into the NFT space. Visa spent $150,000 on a CryptoPunk NFT, like you were just talking about, Budweiser. Is that exciting for the industry, or does that make the artists like roll their eyes? Where is this going once the big players come in?
I think it's really exciting. Yeah. And it's happening across the board. It's not just sort of, big players like Visa, but it's also Web 2 companies like, Reddit and Twitter and Instagram are starting to look at this stuff. And I think it's all really, symbiotic, right? So I think it's not sort of a scenario where it's just, that the grassroots NFT community kind of, independent from all the stuff, all the traditional art world and traditional tech world. I think they're really going to start converging. I think you'll have interesting sort of interplays, right? We already see a ton of NFT activity happening on Twitter and Discord. And so I think those companies, I wouldn't be surprised if they start really embracing this technology. And similarly, at OpenSea, we've seen tons of artists, musicians, athletes from the traditional world really start to get interested. We've done launches with the Golden State Warriors. We did a launch with Rob Gronkowski. We've been talking to just tons of people who are starting to dip their toe. And I really think that it's something that's going to happen, across on a lot of different in a lot of different areas, as opposed to kind of being an isolated trend.
Absolutely. What kind of NFTs are you buying right now? What are you excited about?
I'm really excited about novel new use cases for NFTs, as opposed to kind of just pure collectibles or pure artwork. I think those are really awesome. But I think a sort of underexplored component of the NFT space is really, gaming and event ticketing. So in gaming, people have been buying digital goods inside of games for many years now. Fortnite, for example, makes billions of dollars selling pure digital stuff. And so there's this really interesting opportunity for gamers to have much more free market economies around their items, right? Items that you can freely own, transfer, exchange, and for these game economies to actually be, really compelling and really big. So gaming is one that I'm excited about, and then event ticketing is another one that I think there's a lot of underexplored opportunity.
Absolutely. I as someone who produces a lot of Broadway shows and things, that's something I've been thinking about a lot, is how to tie NFTs into kind of real world events and meeting artists and things like that. I think you're spot on with that. What's next for OpenSea? What can we look forward to this year?
Totally. A lot is on our horizon. One note is that we're actively hiring. So across the board, if you're excited about this new movement and you think you'd like to join full time, I encourage people to check out our careers page, opensea.io/careers. We have a lot of stuff in the works. So we're expanding to new blockchains. Right now we operate on Ethereum and Polygon, but we're adding support for new chains. We're improving our onboarding flow for new users to make it easier for people to buy their first NFT. We're working on our mobile experience, and we're really just improving kind of the core marketplace functionality of the site so that it's easier and easier to buy and sell NFTs. We know we have a long way to go. This is sort of in the early adopter phase where It requires a little bit of cognitive overhead to kind of understand and buy your first NFT. So we're really doing the best we can to make that process easier for people and provide them with kind of the best exploration, purchasing, and selling experience that we possibly can.
Wonderful. Where can our listeners go to keep up with you and everything going on at OpenSea?
Sure thing. Our website is opensea.io. Our Twitter is @OpenSea, and then our Instagram is OpenSea as well.
Terrific. Devin, what a pleasure speaking with you, and can't wait to dive in and explore this world myself. Thank you so much for taking all of us through it today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That was Devin Finzer, co-founder and CEO at OpenSea, the world's first and largest NFT marketplace. You're listening to Randy Zuckerberg Means Business, SiriusXM 132 Business Radio.
For more guest interviews, check out our Wharton Business Radio Highlights podcast on iTunes and Google Play.